Hello everyone, welcome back. We have been talking about project planning, scheduling, tracking, lot of things which we have learned today new. Now in this itself, we are going to learn about different tools and techniques which are available for project scheduling. In this section, we are going to look at key factors, capabilities of new scheduling tools, key features, as well as a glimpse into the available tools which are available in the market in terms of project scheduling. Okay, so first of all, when we talk about project scheduling, we have understood that project scheduling is very crucial from the project's point of view. And nowadays, as the project becomes more and more complex because we are moving towards agility, okay, projects are not being simple. And as well, there are teams which are dispersed across different locations. And the deadlines or the timelines are becoming more and more tightening towards the project teams. So that is why the traditional way of scheduling or traditional way of tracking schedule is not relevant now. So we need to change from the traditional way of working to new ways of working to succeed in the project. So project manager needs to adapt to modern tools which will be more efficient, and it will give you a continuous progress and monitoring information and help you take a informed data-driven decision. Okay, so in this regard, when we talk about or compare the modern as well as the traditional approach, the traditional approach was more of an Excel based, you know, you create a task list, identify, track through, you know, small scale tracking schedules. But, you know, as the projects grew in size, it becomes more and more difficult. So automated and real time data becomes more important because, you know, sharing this information across dispersed you know, spread across teams becomes crucial. Also, updates are, you know, maybe project manager, it is a tedious job to update of maybe Excel based schedule. So the updates are periodic, but here the updates are continuous, and immediately you can see the real picture appearing in front of your eyes. Okay, so collaboration is limited. And here with the modern tools, the collaboration is very, very high. Reporting is static. Reporting is dynamic in modern tools. Scalability is low. Scalability is using across different medias. Okay. Scalability is low, but here the scalability is very, very high in modern tools. Okay. So in this regard, let's look at, you know, this tools. When we talk about tools, scheduling tools, first let's understand or rather recap what is the purpose of project schedule. So project schedule is created to get the idea or information about what task we are required to do on a project. Compile what work needs to be done, what resources are required, what within what timelines we need to finish our work. All this picture is set across to you by using schedules. Okay, now why we need schedules, basically for monitoring purpose, for effective resource allocation, time assessment, impact evaluation in case of any issues, and different metrics and measurements. Okay, so when we talk about modern scheduling tools, what are the key features which or benefits which they offer? Let's look at that. Okay, so the task and milestone planning, you know, which was manually done earlier, now it is in a very structured way. You are able to identify those at a glance through your schedule. Okay, resource management, resource balancing, or resource leveling become very, very easy. You can identify what schedule the resources, and the capacity building can be done very easily. Time and cost, very important aspects of your project. Time and cost tracking, you know, real time, are we over budgeting or under budgeting, are we, you know, over budget, you know, or, you know, what is the kind of timelines or deadlines what we are looking at, can be done very easily. Collaboration with different projects is possible. Visual dashboards can be done very easily, and integration with your enterprise systems, like, you know, risk assessment systems or, you know, project dashboard system, can be done easily. Okay, So when we talk about modern tools, why these modern tools are needed, let's quickly glance through it. Okay, the need of these tools is very, very high due to the nature of your project becoming more and more complex. The complexity comes in, because there are different geographically dispersed teams, or the skills which are required in the project are varied, cross-skilled people are required in the project, okay? As well as the stakeholders' needs also, or expectations also, have increased. Okay, requirements are shifting rapidly. We are going more towards agility. Agility is adapting, inspect and adapting, changing according to the market needs. Okay, static spreadsheets are, you know, outdated nowadays. So we need a dynamic work environment which will give us a real time picture. Now, people do not want stale data on which the reports are prepared, which was maybe 1 week back or 2 weeks back. People don't like that. I need to know what is the current situation, which can be easily done by these modern tools. Distributed teams is one of the main, So one person sitting here in Mumbai, one person sitting here in Chennai or Delhi, can, you know, or maybe experts sitting in another location outside India, can affect your project, how you deal with these tools, okay? Also, agility, as I said, agility to respond and is evolving in the project environments. Okay, dynamic planning, okay, what is needed, what, the tools go beyond simple task tracking. What they enable is dynamic planning, continuous monitoring, seamless collaboration, advanced analytic for informed decision making. Okay, these tools are going way beyond and ensuring that, you know, dynamic planning is it. Dynamic planning is you are able to generate schedules based on the simple tasks which are fed into your modern tools. Okay, continuous monitoring, glimpse into the dashboard and you get all the information which you need, right? So these are the capabilities which modern tools are bringing into the project and becoming strength for your projects. Also, the key features which are integrated with the traditional techniques is automation, visualization, collaboration, and reporting. Automation in terms of repetitive administration tasks, like, you know, sending a report or creating a report for the time which has been entered week on a weekly basis by the project team. You can easily identify how much time reporting has been done by a click of a button. Visualization, you can visually look at the graphs, you know, to identify what are the bottlenecks, what are the issues which are happening in the project. Collaboration with dispersed teams, reporting, each stakeholder has different requirements for maybe reporting, performance related, capability related, cost related, time related. So you are able to do that easily using this modern scheduling tools. Key features, okay, time and milestone planning. Okay, time and milestone planning can be done easily. You just click a button, identify which area you want to create a milestone, and it is done. Okay, you don't have to manually track it. Yeah, this is the phase. This, once this is task is completed, this is why I will mark red. This is where my work is gets completed. I have marked red. Okay, that's not milestone. So easily it is available through the scheduling tools. Okay, break down the projects, create the schedule, proper schedule, detailed schedule, and identify milestone points or control points or decision points within your project schedule. Milestones are basically, what do you mean by milestone? Milestones are basically go, no-go decision points. Okay, this is where you decide, do I need to go ahead or do I need to stop? Okay, so these are decision points. So this can be easily done or introduced by modern scheduling tools which are available in the market. Dependency management and critical path analysis. Critical path, the longest duration path in your project. So this path needs to be managed well, and different dependencies between the project tasks also needs to be managed. Okay, so support or identifying this and ensuring that they are track properly. If there are any issues, corrective actions are taken. This feature is highly available in the modern scheduling tools. Okay, it automatically calculates the critical path. It identified in a red or specific color which you want, and it is easily done in the tools. Resource allocation and leveling. You can allocate the human resources, material resources, or equipment resources to a task in a tool. You can create and associate cost to this tool as within this tool as well for the resources. And you can easily identify based on the cost and the resource schedules, what is the probable impact on my schedule when I assign the resource easily. Okay, these are called what if scenarios which can be done. Okay. Time and cost tracking, okay, integrated time and time tracking for logging actual hours. You know, automatically when a person fills his time report, automatically those times are integrated within the schedule and shown to you about how much cost or time has been utilized for this particular task by this particular resource. So it becomes very easy, okay. Comparing plan versus actual also becomes crucial, because, you know, always everybody is concerned about time and cost. Okay, these are two factors which highly affecting factors for stakeholders, or they are the ones which are being tracked at the highest priority. Okay. Baseline and variance analysis. Baseline is, as I said, a snapshot of what has happened currently within your project. So it becomes a crucial for baseline, baseline analysis and variance, very, very important. Okay. You can compare the current situation with the baseline and analyze what is the variance. You can set baseline in terms of in the schedule. You can set for cost, scope, time as well, and continuously keep on comparing it so that your variance analysis reports gives you idea about what lies ahead for with your project. Okay, and is there any alternatives which you can implement? Collaboration and communication. So collaboration and communication is very, very easily done, okay, within these modern tools. Like, you know, you can, if your tool is cloud-based, it allows you to share the real-time data across the globe. Okay, shared dashboards or comments, notifications can flow in. Okay, like, you know, Google allows you to have a collaborated work environment which wherein you can share information as well. Similarly, the tools also allow the collaborative way of working and sharing information. Visual dashboards and reporting. Okay, visual dashboards and reporting is also one of the good features. I personally like those reports. You know, they are very eye-catching. You know, it gives you information about, you know, how, when I glance through it, it gives you idea about where we stand. It can be a Gantt chart or a Kanban board or a burn down chart or any other kind of dashboard. They are very visually appealing. At a glance, you feel happy that, yeah, I'm able to get the information which I need. Okay. Issue and risk tracking. Okay. Monitoring issues, logging, tracking is later part one. Logging it, then analyzing the impact, thinking about correcting action is very important for issues and risk, so that future problems can be avoided or alternatives can be found out very easily. Integration and automation. Connection with ERP situation, accounting, HR, collaboration systems, automation features, these all things can be done very easily with this new tools. Scalability. Scalability means scalable across different platforms, domains, is very much possible with scheduling tools which are available in market, like Microsoft Project. Supports waterfall as well as agile or hybrid methodologies. Okay, these are very, very popular in the market. Then we have modern class. Let's look at the classification of this tool. We had looked at different aspects of the two key features of these tools. Now let's quickly look at the classification of these tools. Scheduling tools, okay, based on certain areas, based on maybe deployment mode. Deployment mode is how the tool is being used. Is it desktop based or cloud based? How it is? If it is desktop based, then install, maybe it is installed on a machine and then it is accessed across by the project manager. The characteristics of this kind of, or example of this, is Microsoft Project Plan or Primavera. They are very common in many of the project or heavy industry projects, like, you know, construction, engineering, manufacturing. They prefer this kind of project management tool or scheduling tool because they have very strong scheduling engine. Okay, they are very detailed. Or if your project is very complex, these tools are very, very important. They give you very much clearer information and clearer picture with its strong scheduling and analytical techniques. Okay. Then is web-based or cloud-based. As I said earlier, we deployment desktop-based. Now we are talking about web-based. So access via web browser, whichever is possible. Now, if it is accessed via web browser, the real-time collaboration happens. Okay. So the characteristics will be like, you know, multi-user access. So many users can log in and update or the data in the system. Okay. So it's a cloud storage kind of a environment. Okay. And the applications will be like, you know, where it can be used is like IT projects when the team is dispersed across the globe. And the tools which are recommended here is Asana, ClickUp, and Smartsheets. Okay, these are the different types of tools, you know, which are available in the market, which can be used via cloud scheduling. Okay, based on scheduling methodology. Okay, scheduling methodology means if we have been using a traditional way of doing things, which is called waterfall. Waterfall is one after another. One completed, next. This is a waterfall way of working. So initiation complete, planning. Planning completed, designing. Designing completed, then construction. Construction completed, testing. This is waterfall way of working. But this waterfall way of working is must for many industries like construction. You know, you can't do everything, you know, simultaneously. Only when the one slab is built, then you can build another slab. Okay, so traditional waterfall way of working, you know, or wherein the tools will come into picture is this is like Microsoft Project Plan and Primavera. As I said, strong heavy industries related projects are for them. The project MS Project and Primavera is mainly used. Okay, right. Next is agile scheduling tools. Agile scheduling tools are agile is very popular in the market. Agile scheduling tools are wherein, you know, you have to work with agility, inspect and adapt kind of situation. Okay, so designed for iterative and adaptive way of working or incremental way of working. This is where tools like Jira and Trello are used. Okay, this is where you create backlogs, sprint planning, okay, and then scheduling, sprint, you know, sprint review. All these activities can be done very easily. Hybrid is where, you know, you go with agile way of working as well as traditional way of working hand in hand. So some part will be done in an agile way, some part will be done in a traditional way of working. The characteristics of this scheduling thing is flexible workflows. It allows you to create Gantt chart or agile board as well. Now it's a kind of a mixed environment. And the tools which are recommended here are Smartsheets and ClickUp. Okay. Based on functionality now. So functionality which they are offering, the task oriented schedule tools, they are Trello and Asana. So Trello and Asana, what do? Simple task list is created and visual workflow, the drag and drop kind of a functionality is introduced. It's more focus is on task assignment and tracking. Okay, so you drag and drop, that's it. Okay, it's very simple functionality based scheduling thing. Then is resource and cost oriented scheduling. Okay. Emphasis is on resource planning and cost control. Okay, characteristics here are resource leveling, forecasting, earn value, and the tools which are used here, as I said, strong tools, you know, Primavera and Microsoft Project Plan. Okay, these are the ones which will help you in resource and cost oriented planning. Based on scale of a project, tools for small or medium scale, you know, if you have a small scale project or a complex project or a medium project, based on the scale of a project, you can decide what kind of, you know, tool you will use. If it is you small project or a medium project, easy to use, you know what you need to do, start and end, then you can go with simple tools like, you know, Trello, Asana, ClickUp. They offer you a flexibility of minimal configuration, faster onboarding, and lower cost. Okay, very, very important. Enterprise and large scale project, if you have very big project, complex project, if you have, then for sure, as I said, heavy industry projects, MS Project, Primavera, Smartsheet Enterprise. Okay, they offer a functionality of portfolio management. Okay, please understand what do you mean by portfolio here. Okay, there are different levels in project management. The levels are, first level in a project management is a project level. Above project, there is a program, and this program is a part of a portfolio. So a company can invest in different portfolios. Like they have automotive portfolio. Under automotive, they might be have program running for EV cars, and they have program for diesel cars and a petrol car. Under EV, they have luxury variant kind of a vehicles, or they have a mid segment economy kind of projects. So under that, different projects might be run. I hope you understood this. Okay. So when you have large scale portfolio level programs, then Primavera and Microsoft are very useful. Based on industry application, we are looking at a classification of scheduling. Please continue. Let's just look at the industry application. If the tool is needed for IT, then the most popular ones are Jira and Trello. Okay, continuous delivery. Okay, agile way of working. IT is very famous for that. Okay, engineering construction project, Primavera. Heavy industries, Primavera. Okay, then now we are going to look at quickly the tools which we have been talking about. Microsoft Project, Primavera, the Trello, Jira. Let's quickly glance through them so that we understand what are they offering. Okay, what are the features which they are offering. Okay, my first is Project Plan, Microsoft Project Plan. It has been there in the industry for a very, very long time. It's the oldest tool for project planning, scheduling, and doing all the related activities. It is widely used for scheduling and project management across different industries. Traditional CPM, that is, no, critical path method based of scheduling. Okay, it supports traditional as well as hybrid project, converts project plan into executable schedules. Okay, strength is it is very powerful in its scheduling engine and visual timelines. Okay, it gives you visual information about a very good information about your project. So multi-project dependencies, complexities can be catered to using Microsoft Project. So key features is task schedule management with automatic Gantt charts, critical path method analysis, resource management, resource leveling, cost management, plan versus actual, baseline creation, variance analysis, all this can be done using Microsoft Project. I told you about baseline is like, you know, snapshot. Very easily you can compare different baselines within Microsoft Project. This gives you analysis in terms of what, how we have performed against the baseline. Okay. Applications where we can use engineering, IT, manufacturing. Advantages, strong scheduling engine, very strong. Okay. And very familiar to the Microsoft way of working. So interface is very user friendly. Microsoft is good at having a good interfaces, UIs for the customers. Okay. Limitation, very less or limited collaborative features which are available mainly in desktop version. Okay. Not ideal for pure agile projects. If you are doing a incremental and adaptive way of working, then Picasso project is not a good tool to use. Okay.